Well, a week or so ago, we talked to Craig Artis, superintendent of schools in the Quincy School District, about it, previewing a little bit of what's happening May 6th on the ballot in Quincy, because a couple of bond proposals on the ballot. There is a citizens group that's pulled together to support this, get the information out, and one of the members is in the studio with us, is Jason Reichardt. It sounds like you've kind of had a whirlwind spring for yourself of other stuff. I'm working on some baseball projects, some other things, really just trying to boost up the Quincy School District and the Quincy area, right?
Yeah, Ken, it's a general thought. A lot of people at Quincy's kind of been down the last few years. To step up and just come through with some things for the children.
All right. So let's talk about these bond issues in a little bit, because there are a couple different ones. First off is the STAR bond proposals. What will that kind of accomplish?
That will accomplish the general features of safety, fire alarm, safety upgrades, phone system upgrades, upgrade the door handles and hardwares, replace worn out doors, replaces worn out buses, and that happens within the first 5 years of the bond.
Okay. All right, so there's also some technology things included in this too, right?
Yes, technology infrastructure, including wireless classrooms, instructional equipment, additions to the auxiliary gym and middle school, high school gym, needed for physical education classes and athletic needs.
Okay.
We currently send our kids over to Coldwater for some of the programs that we need to be able to take care of in-house.
All right. And there also is the second bond proposal then that would also add on a gym facility, additional gym space that, from what everyone says, is greatly needed.
Yeah, the Title IX quality says that girls' locker rooms must be equivalent space to what the boys are being offered. With the additional gym and the fitness spaces, the district's not able to effectively accommodate the physical education requirements for the middle school and the high school with only the one gym. So that's the reason the Quincy students are transported to Coldwater for practice.
Okay. And also, obviously, they're, especially in the spring now, when you're trying to work at all the spring sports teams that can't get outside, or even during the winter months, I mean, you're shuffling kids, times of practices are odd hours and that kind of thing. It's really, in this day and age, when there are so many sports teams, you really need to have that additional space.
Yeah, it was brought to my attention on Facebook post last night, exactly that. The frustration of, you know, having to transport the children. It's a safety issue. You know, the buses are 10 years old. At the newest bus is 10 years old. Most area buses outside of the district are 6 or 8 years old at the oldest. What we're looking for in the first 5 years is to replace all 10 buses. And with that bond, they're purchased, they're amortized in the first 5 years of the bond. All 10 buses in the fleet will be replaced within the first 5 years of the bond. So that's a big stretch for safety for the kids.
Yeah. Okay. As we said, Tuesday, May 6th is the vote for this. Folks vote at their usual polling places then?
Yep, exactly. Wherever they have in the past, or if they need to go on to michigan.gov/vote to locate their polling place to register to vote.
Okay. So why did you get involved in this Quincy Action Group, the Community Action Group? What kind of brought you into that?
I walked out of a church meeting with some parents last week for Quincy Baseball Softball Organization, and Kevin Maurer was in the hallway. And he had his brochures and his plaques up there, understanding and trying to get people in the church to see some other different girls groups were going on. I took notice and talked to him long term about it, and very much became interested beyond the part of the children's part, you know, just the safety thing for them in general to be transported. That's a big safety key.
All right. So, again, this is something folks in the Quincy School District need to get educated on, find out more about. It'll vary, obviously, person to person, how much it's going to cost them based on the cost of their house. But they can get all that information from the administration. Or they could actually attend the next Quincy Community Action Group meeting, right?
Yes. That meets Mondays at 6:30 at the administration building. And they welcome any new faces.
Okay, as I said, Kevin Maurer, one of the spearheads of that. Greg Riker, also one of the spearheads of that group, too, as this bond issue is on the ballot. Actually, two different bond issues, for the buses, for the safety issues, for the infrastructure, and, of course, then the addition of the auxiliary gym as well that is going to be on the ballot for those two different bond issues. So, obviously, you're out telling folks you hope they vote yes, correct?
Oh, of course, and there's a commitment form there, too. If you want to strongly support the commitment to a yes vote, we've got those right at the meeting for you to sign. Go ahead and put your name to it, and then we count on that vote from you for a yes vote.
Okay. Jason Reichardt, who's working with this Quincy Community Action Group for those millage proposals coming up in May. But as I mentioned at the onset, you're also working on some baseball stuff here too, right?
Get me going on that topic right now. Quincy Baseball Softball Association, near and dear. We got over 300 kids signed up this year to play. And then with that, Major League Baseball umpire Scott Barry will be in tomorrow morning to talk with you more about that. But we're looking at building 6 brand new ballparks for these children. We're going to meet today. Okay. This is all getting donated. We asked for the school for a little bit of help, and Craig Artis has been a huge help in standing behind us with this. So I really look forward to advancing the program for these young men and women.
Okay, and we'll look forward to having Quincy's own Scott Berry in the studio with us tomorrow morning to talk about that. So too, maybe he'll give us some Major League Baseball stories, too.
I hope so. He's got a few.
All right, Jason, thanks for coming in this
morning. Thank you.
Jason Reichardt working on that bond proposal with us this morning.